Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are John Gibson, Director of Member Services for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Sponsored by Bayer Crop Science through a grant to the Cotton Foundation, the PIE program is now in its 26th year and has exposed over 1,000 U.S. cotton producers to production practices in cotton regions different than their own. Specifically, the program aims to help participants boost their farming efficiency by gaining new perspectives and practices, including land preparation, planting, fertilization, pest control, irrigation, harvesting, and observing the ways in which their peers are using current technologies.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The group began their Mid-South activities with a tour of AgriCenter International in Memphis. From there, they saw precision agriculture at farms in Somerville, and then spent time visiting with other growers who produce cotton in that area. Today, the group just finished touring the West Tennessee Research and Education Center in Jackson and will be visiting Hargett Farms and Bales and Lindemood Planting Company in Tiptonville later today.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
They will then travel to Arkansas for a discussion of weed resistance and new varieties at Sam Stuckey Farm in Clarkdale. The group will hear about flood management at St. Francis Levee District in West Memphis and at the W.G. Huxtable Pumping Station in Marianna. They will also visit the Lawnman Cotton Research Station in Marianna before concluding their tour at the Cotton Museum in Memphis.